lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your grace then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In Psalm 43, we see the believer's cry for help. He cries out for help, and sometimes we just don't know where to turn. Even as a believer, we sometimes lose sight of the fact that God is there. God is here, and He's ready to help us, but sometimes we try to do it ourselves. And the psalmist is finding out that he really can't do it on his own, that he really needs help from God. And as a human being, before we trust Jesus as our Savior, we cry out. We want to be helped. We don't know where to turn. But today, there is hope for you. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, He wants to help you. Well, first of all, He wants to help you to have a fuller, more complete life. And He can do that because He's God. Because He's the Savior. Now, He wants to save you if you've never trusted Him as your Savior. You need to turn your sin from your sin, and now that turning from your sin doesn't save you, it just simply says, I'm willing, Lord, to take what You have for me. Come into my life and take control. I want You as my Savior. I want to be able to go to heaven. I want to live for You now, Lord. Well, now, if you'll pray and ask God to forgive you for sin, all of sin and come short of the glory of God, realize you're a sinner. If you admit that to God, you say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I can't go to heaven without You. I've tried to, you know, I've been trying to my best to go my way, but I know my best is not good enough. And I'm willing to accept You, Lord, right now as my Savior. I'm sorry for my sin. I'm turning to You. Please save me. If you'll pray and ask God to save you, if you'll pray and trust Jesus to save you, He'll take you to heaven. And that's a promise that comes from the Word of God. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Verse 3 of Psalm 43 says, O, send out Thy light and Thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto Thy holy hill and to Thy tabernacles. Well, in verse 3 here, we look at that verse and we see a cry for leadership. And the psalmist knows that the way out of the gloomy forest he now lives in will be found only if God leads him back to the place of victory. Well, therefore, he asks the Lord to lead him out where he is, of where he is, and take him to where he should be. The psalmist desires God's word. And as we read this in verse 3, he desires to be led by truth and light. These are the references to the Word of God. The psalmist wants to hear the voice of God telling him what to do. When we need direction and leadership in our lives, we need to look to the words of God, the Bible, the King James Bible. It's a book that holds the solutions to all of life's riddles. When we go wrong and when we reject the clear teaching of the book, the way that we as humans think, we think we can do it on our own, but we go wrong when we think that way. We reject the clear teachings of the book, and when we do that, we're wrong. We look for another way into the place of God's blessings, and that's wrong. Psalm 119 and verse 89 says, Forever, O Lord, Thy word is settled in heaven. And Psalm 119, 105 says this, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Well, in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19, it says, We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your hearts. Well, what are we to do when the things of this life overshadow us and we don't know where to turn? We turn to God. And as we know how to turn to God, because we get into His Word, that's how we know. Now, as a saved person, we need to be in His Word. We need to study His Word. And that's what the psalmist is looking at here. The light of the Word of God. It's God's words. They're going to lead us into all truth. Once again, if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, the Bible is how we are led into truth. The Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. But you say, I just don't have enough faith to believe in God. Well, get in His Word. Read the Bible. If you're unsaved and you've never trusted Him, study the Word of God. Go to the book of Romans and look where you're a sinner. It says in Romans 6:23 that you're a sinner. And the Bible also says there in Romans, but God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And that's you if you've never trusted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Well, as a saved person, we get into the Word of God and God leads us along. It's the light that we need in order to live a quiet, peaceable life in this world. Now, things don't always remain quiet and peaceable. You're still going to have trouble as a saved person, but the light of the Word will guide us and give us, help us to understand the things of life. It'll give us instruction and it'll lead us. Now, we see in that verse, in verse 3 of Psalm 43, that the psalmist desires God's Word, and he also desires God's way. In that verse, he vows to follow God's plan to the place of victory in his life. Many people hear the voice of God through His Word, and they see the path illuminated by His truth, and yet they refuse to walk in His ways. I'm speaking to Christians. This is a recipe for disaster if you're not willing to follow God's truth. Only by consistently seeking God's way from His Word and by living in what His Word tells us can we ever expect God to lead us from the place of trouble to the realms of peace. Well, the writer of Psalm 119 said it this way, Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against Thee. And Psalm 119, verse 11, says that, and you know, as Christians, we're hard-headed, and we're still human. We need to desire God's way, not our way, but we look at us, and we're human, but we're to seek God's way, not the humanistic way. He needs to be the one who's leading us. Well, the psalmist also desires to worship God. The psalmist longs to be in the place where he can worship the Lord. He wants to be in a place of blessedness. It's hard to worship when there's trouble in your heart. And I understand that, and God understands that. But it's hard to express the joy of the Lord when you're crushed under the burdens of life. However, if you are seeking His path in His Word and walking in that path, when it is revealed to you, He will lead you to the place of worship once again. Well, a great example of this is Psalm 73, where Asaph walked through a valley of despair until he looked at things from God's perspective. He was again restored to a place of worship. And we need to quit living in our valley of despair and start living on the mountaintop of God. When we turn things over in our life to God, the things that don't seem right are not right. When we turn those things over to God, when we do that, we're in a place that we can worship God truly. We are lifted up from the despair that has overtaken us in our lives when we turn it over to God. Now, in Psalm 43 and verse 4, the psalmist goes on to say, Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise Thee, O God my God. As we look at this verse, we see that he's in a place, the psalmist is in a place now where he's able to worship God, where he intends to worship God. And in other words, his testimony to the Lord and to other people about the Lord is He's ready to worship. He's in the right place. Well, notice with me the believer's commitment that we see in verse 4 of Psalm 43. Well, he promises to offer sacrifices, and the psalmist does, and he vows that he will make his way to the altar and offer a sacrifice. He says, I will go. He doesn't offer any other sacrifices except himself. Perhaps he's promising to do what the Lord wants all his people to do, offer themselves to him as a living sacrifice. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 talks about that. Well, and like this man, we're not exiles from the altars of God. And like the man in 43 of the psalm that we've been reading, we're not exiles from the altars of God. We have access to the Lord at all times. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16 says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. You see, we should not wait until brighter days enter our lives to call upon God. We need to determine, as the psalmist did, in the midst of our trials, that we will place all that we have and are on the altar for the glory of God. He will always accept that kind of gift. And Hebrews 4:16 says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. The believer's commitment, he promises to offer sacrifices. This is Psalm 43 once again. And that is us today. We need to commit ourselves. We need to promise to offer sacrifices. And notice, we need to promise to offer songs. He says, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Now, you may not be able to carry a tune in a bucket, but God hears your heart. We can make melody with our heart, and we can sing out to the Lord. Well, the psalmist promises to rejoice in the Lord. We need to do that. He vows to use his abilities to praise the name of God, to praise the name of the Lord. You may not be able to carry a tune, once again, as I've said. And once again, I get accused of not being able to carry a tune on occasion by certain individuals. But that's not going to stop me from singing praises to the God, to the God who saved me. Now, once again, give all the glory to the Lord. But we live in a time when praise has just about gone out of style. People are either ashamed of the Lord, too bashful to praise the Lord, too stubborn to praise the Lord, too sinful to praise the Lord, too prideful to praise the Lord, or they just do not know the Lord. Therefore, they cannot say amen. You and I may not have many abilities. There may be not too much talent in our bodies, but there is one thing we can all do. We can all open our mouths and give praise to the Lord. Hebrews 13 and verse 15 says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. And that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Well, the purpose of our worship time with the Lord is to offer praise to him. We are to praise him for what he has done and is doing for us, and that is we, his children. It isn't a time to complain, unburden our hearts, or pass judgment on others. It's time to give glory to the Lord. We need to be ready at all times to offer testimony to our Lord's goodness and mercy. Our lips should be ready to let people know of the hope that is within us. And I pray that you're saved today, and I pray that you're on your way to heaven because you are saved and you've trusted Jesus Christ. And as a Christian, I pray that you're serving him, you're turning your troubles over to him, and you're letting him take care of your life. Let him lead you and guide you. And we know that he will. Once we get into his word, he leads us and guides us all the way. And one day we're going to rejoice even more as we see him personally in heaven.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.